Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSERP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSERP show. Now, let's get into the show.
The biggest fan contest read. Number one for us, by the way. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Trevor Hedrick in El Cajon, H-E-A-D-R-I-C-K, Trevor Hedrick in El Cajon. You have 10 minutes to call in to be qualified for the biggest fan contest. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. If you call in the next 10 minutes, Trevor Hedrick in El Cajon, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, you have a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. You can also, anybody that's listening to this for the first time, if you want to be a part of this, register your name at 97throughthefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. Trevor Hedrick. You're on the clock. 10 minutes. Get the call in. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Somebody tag him in Discord. Apparently he's a chat guy. Love it. All right. The rant I had on high school football, there's some like stuff I hear all the time on the rumor mill of like what's going on behind the scenes. It's just like sickening stuff. There was something I heard in the rumor mill around Southern California that some of these high school coaches now are convincing kids to go to their school, which is fine. Everybody does that now. Trying to convince kids to go to your school, which is called recruiting, is what every school is doing right now in Southern California. And everybody's got a special rule. We've talked about this before. You want to know why Mission Viejo is so good? They can get anybody in their school because they have a program that nobody else has in agriculture. Simple. So everybody's doing their best to get the best players at their school. And you know what? Good programs get a lot of the best players because parents want their kids to be at a good school. Lincoln's a great program. They get a lot of great players to go play for them. Why? Because they're good. And they get kids recruited to college. It's the same thing around the North County. Carlsbad, LCC, Mission Hills. They get good players that go play there because they have good coaching and good programs. It's not rocket science. You want to get good players? Have a good program. And kids will show up. If you build it, they will come. Now, on the rumor mill about Southern California high school football, and it gets crazier in the southern section, But there's coaches out there that are like, apparently, again, this is a rumor, and I don't know what schools are at, but it sounds like there are high school coaches that are trying to take percentages of kids' NIL earnings that they get at the college level. Can you believe that, Frank? I can believe that, but that is disgusting behavior. Here's news for every parent out there that's got a kid that might be recruited to play college football. Here's what you need to know. Your kid's going to college based on how big they get. If you, parents, are not tall and genetically your kid is not going to be a certain height, it's going to be tough for your kid to go to college. I don't care what these personal trainer guys and these personal coaches tell you. I can get him to D1. No, you can't. Genetics is like the biggest thing when it comes to, especially in football, high school football players. Is there an anomaly every once in a while? Yeah. But here's what you have to know about college recruiting. It's what you need to understand. The guys that are recruiting for their college programs, they are putting their entire family, house, and life on the line in your kid. Because if he goes up there and he doesn't pan out and he's 5'6", he gets fired. If he goes up to college and he doesn't pan out and he's 6'4", they're like, oh, you know what? He's got the measurables. It just didn't work out. That's what it is. That's the harsh reality that people just don't understand. But the thing is, it's like size is so important for college football. UCLA has a machine that college recruits go and get strapped into. And that machine will tell them how much weight they could put on the kid's frame. And if it doesn't reach a certain spot, and this is what I've gotten from kids that have gone up there and done recruiting visits, and they're probably not the only school that has this. Guess what? Who's not getting an offer? The kid that can't put on the weight that they think that they need to put them on. I just feel like we have these unrealistic expectations for a lot of players. Thinking they're all like, well, if you just work hard, Johnny. Yeah, and also if you happen to be 6'2", you have a better chance. There's been plenty of like 5 foot whatever kids, 5'5", 5'6" kids. But they're not like, unless the kid's super fast like Kevontae Turpin, and runs Olympic level speed, he's probably not going to a D1 school. Go play at a smaller school. But that's the reality of the situation. I mean, I watched, you know, and it was a different team running San Diego State. But like, we tried to get Tano Lotulelei recruited to San Diego State out of high school. It wasn't big enough. He had to go to a different place and ball out and then come back. He ends up at the school that we were hoping he would go to. But, like, that's the misses a lot of these guys have. I mean, you got to run fast if you want to make it there. So, again, I feel like a lot of parents don't understand that. There is a different level. This is why they have the star rankings and everything like that. Yeah, well, you know, Padres everyone. Called me crazy for saying some of the rumors of high school. You said all the things of people, of coaches paying and schools paying for people to attend, not taking money from the kids. That's crazy. Charging a percentage on NIL money for kids that come to your school to play football for you is insane behavior. That is crazy. And I don't know what school it was at, but I'm going to tell you right now, it is crazy. The high school football thing in general is crazy. I mean, the drama behind the scenes. I mean, just collectively as coaches in the community, I just have to say, collectively, from top to bottom, and not all of us, we have to be way better than we are. And we all say we put the kids first, and then we see the actions of everybody, and it's very selfish behavior. And we all collectively should be better. And that's why I went on the rant that I went on. Be better. I just, like, it's just... I see and I hear And this is why I told the people I can't have a... You don't want me to have a high school football podcast again. I will just expose everybody.
Padres over everyone. You don't know the difference between paying kids to go to a school and
taking money from them?
Potential NIL money from them?
What do you mean, what's the difference? Come on, dude. You'd be better than that. I think we need to be better as coaches in San Diego for a lot of these different things. I remember something like this happened before, and I was talking about it with my mom, and my mom's like, well, all football coaches are bleep. And I was like, wow, your husband's a football coach. And she's like, I know what I said.
Did I stutter?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, your son and your husband are football coaches. Like, I know what I said. We could just be so much better. And it's funny, like, I have friends that coach other sports. They're like, none of this happens in the other sports. It's probably because there's more money to be made in football than any other sport. But it's just, it's crazy. The drama. I mean, if you want to see, like, there's a lot of people that just don't even know what's going on. They go like, oh, high school football. Yeah, it's fun. Hey. And then I start talking to people about this. And they go like, what in the world is going on in high school football? And I'm like, well, this is all the stuff. It's like a telenovela. There's so much drama. There's so much shady things going on. There's someone you're like, what is this? And you're like, this is high school football. And we're in the state that apparently doesn't care about it as much as other states like Texas. I mean, what do you think is going on over there? Those coaches are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Our coaches are making like $4,000. It's a wild thing. And whatever's going on in San Diego, multiply that by 200. And that is what Padres over everyone's really talking about. The southern section. Which is ultimately chaos. Because here's the thing. There are, and this is the deal with youth sports. This is why I tell parents all the time. And I've had this conversation with a lot of parents. I've had this conversation with Nate in the chat. He's got a son who plays at Rancho Bernardo. You can get recruited at any school to college. They will find you if you are the right size and shape and you are the right athletic ability that you are. They will find you, especially with social media and everything like that now. But if you're good enough, you will make it there. Anybody that's promising you, like if you pay me money, I will make your kid a D1 athlete, that is a gigantic scam. It's a scam. All these recruiting sites and all this, it's not great. And the problem is we have created now a business for people to prey on parents that just want the best for their kids that don't know any better. And that's like youth when it comes to travel ball and travel sports. And not all of them are like that. There's a lot of travel baseball teams that are there for the kids. It's very few and far between. But we've created this like business side of things where like, do kids even have fun anymore playing the sports that they play? That's a question that I do, in fact, ask a lot. Because I feel like a lot of kids are using it for a couple of things. One, trying to be famous on social media. And two, trying to get a college scholarship so you could be on these big teams and make money. That's why I think a lot of kids play high school sports now. I think a lot of it is for social media. I don't think a lot of kids right now, I think it's a very finite amount of kids that actually love playing the sport that they play. And the problem is, it's not the kids' fault, it's the adults' fault. It's crazy to me. I'm going to tell you right now, unless your kid is flat out better than everybody on their team, because Richard in the chat goes like, in my T-ball league, they're already talking about getting coaches and going pro. It's great to give a kid an opportunity to dream, but as a parent, you also have to understand the context of like, unless my kid is flat out way better than everybody else and way better than the ages above them, the chances of going pro is just so minimal. Even for some of the best players that are better than everybody else. I mean, it's just a different level. And we think that's going to be the case, and we want it to be the case. And a lot of parents are like, oh, this is great money for the family and everything like that. And then you burn the kid out, and it was supposed to be fun, and then we don't make it fun anymore. It's supposed to be fun. But we've made it such a business, it's not fun anymore. Frank, I've told you a lot of what's going on in high school football, some on air, some off air. You would have to say that the majority of these problems are coming from the adults that need to be better.
A majority?
Yes, all of.
Yes, all of them are. Like, it's, I don't know whether it's adults. It's like, in some of these stories, it's like Varsity Blue.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable how self-absorbed some of these coaches are, at least from what you've told me. It's their dream to win all of these, to win all these accolades and trophies and whatever. And the kids get lost in all this, unfortunately, and it ruins it for them.
It is. I mean, I remember going to travel ball tournaments, and certain teams were just like, their parents were insufferable. I mean, I do games at college right now, and I call college games, and the parents are just like out of line, like in watching their kids play. Here's the thing: if you have made it to the point where you were driving them all over town, you were driving all over Southern California, into Arizona, and into Nevada, and all this stuff, and your kid got the college scholarship, you've made it. Mom and dad, you've made it. You got them to college. You got them to a place that they don't have to pay for. You made sure that they're not starting their life in debt. They're going to get a good education. You've made it. Relax. It's time to, you've done your job. You've done your job. But I see it. Like, I see it in games that we call, like our call as a broadcaster. Some of the parents are just like, just insane. It's crazy. Get your kid to college. Great. But we've had a lot of like horror story emails that we've gotten from parents that have college athletes' kids that know. I mean, we got one in the chat right now. As a mom of a D1 football player, the stories I could tell you. I know. I believe it. I've worked in college athletics. I've seen it. I know people that have seen it. I have experienced the whole travel ball situation and club and all that stuff, and there's a lot of ones with good intentions, and there's a lot that are basically taking money. I'm telling you right now, at coaching at the high school level, every sideline right now has about 5, 6 to 7 videographers that strictly film one kid each, and they're doing it for social media. It's not for recruiting, it's for social media. A lot of kids are doing it based on social media. And I don't know at what point did we desensitize these kids of like not having fun, but it's like that all the time. You know, maybe the 12-year-olds aren't at that point yet, and if that's the case, please, parents, let your kids have fun a little bit longer. But it's just sad, but we adults have created this situation, Frank.
Oh, 100%. And it's sad. It really is. I mean, I remember playing Little League as a kid. I was one of, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I was probably the best defensive catcher in the Little League. And I remember trying out for travel ball, because that was back when you had to actually try out.
That was when there was only like 5 teams. Now everybody's got a travel ball team.
I actually had to try out for travel ball, and everyone, like all the parents from our Little League, called us that night after the teams were announced that I didn't make it. They were like, it's a crime that I didn't make it. It was ridiculous. Same thing with like Little League All-Star teams. Same deal. All the coaches' kids made it. The players that deserved it, not really.
Baseball is a lot of politics because the sport in general is kind of like that, because it's a sport of failure and there's slumps and everything like that. There's not a big enough sample size for like tryouts or fall ball or anything like that to really solidify spots, and you can just kind of pick and choose. I mean, it's hard at the youth level for that. I agree with PMAC619 in the chat. Best compliment I've ever received in years of coaching. Coach, my kids love coming to practice. That's the best compliment you can have. It's about development. It's about, you know, teaching the kids the game and play the right way.
Yes. And it's the very rare cases where you have that golden egg athlete or if you're at one of these bigger schools, those, you want everyone to have fun. You're supposed to teach not just the game, but you're also supposed to teach life through the game. Like, you make every loss or mistake a learning experience, and you take it outside of the realm of sports as well. And that's one thing I do like about Ted Lasso so much. A show on Apple TV Plus. It's a show about life through soccer. That's what coaching, to me, that's what coaching is. You're supposed to teach about more than just the game. And you're supposed to have fun while doing it.
That's what playing high school football was for me. I mean, you learn so many life lessons playing high school football.
Yes.
And playing with the kids that you grew up with or went to go to school with. And now it's like, it's just such a business, and kids are flipping allegiances every 2 seconds, and we don't like the way that they're not getting the ball at this school, so I'm going to go to that school. I mean, it's just, and then they peter out. And then you're like, what happened? Instead of just like being able to play. So
it's upsetting.
It is upsetting, especially some of the antics behind the scenes. And again, as mentioned before, like Adam Paul in the chat, he's covered high school sports for a long time. And he says basketball's even... I don't even know anything about the basketball, high school basketball world. But I know the football world, we need to be better collectively. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we'll get you updated on a lot of the things that have happened in who's opting in and out of contracts when it comes to free agency. We will also be breaking down what happened in the SDFC game over the weekend. As we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. And at the conclusion of next segment, we are going to be giving away tickets to the Aztec game for tomorrow night. Aztecs, Long Beach State basketball. So stay tuned for that as we continue on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the end of this segment, we are going to give away Aztec basketball tickets. Going to break. They take on Long Beach State tomorrow. They, San Diego State, have a pretty good schedule. Should be a fun time this year for Aztecs basketball. Looking forward to it. We'll talk more about that tomorrow as they will tip off against Long Beach State. Again, at the end of the segment, we will be giving away tickets. I'll have a trivia question for you guys. In the meantime, let's talk about what has happened today. A lot of news, Frank, about opt-outs and other free agents, but as of right now, it seems like only one Padre has decided to not opt out of his deal, at least that we know of, and that's Wandy Peralta. And the other guys that had opportunities to opt out decided to do that. What is our list of free agents now?
Correct. Wandy Peralta has decided to opt in, which more or less was expected. The eight Padres that are free agents at the moment. Luis Arraez, Dylan Cease, Nestor Cortez, Jose Iglesias, Michael King, who opted out at the earliest possibility, Martin Maldonado, who's expected to retire, Ryan O'Hearn, and as of just about the time this show went on air, Robert Suarez decided to opt out. So Robert Suarez is now officially off the books and is a free agent.
It's not surprising. And none of those were really surprising.
Correct.
The surprising ones actually came from other teams, but maybe not. Were the Mets expecting Edwin Diaz to opt out, or are you surprised?
No, that one stunned me. I was not expecting Edwin Diaz to opt out.
I wasn't expecting that either. Especially with the way that he had been pitching and how much money he was getting. It was a surprising opt-out. I'm not surprised about Wandy Peralta opting in.
No.
I don't think he was going to get the money, more than $4 million. But even then, like, as much as people hate Wandy Peralta, statistically his year was not bad. It was about worth $4 million. Maybe slightly less than that.
It was a solid year.
It was enough to the point where people and national writers were talking about, like, oh, he could potentially opt out. He's had such a great year. I mean, a lot of teams would probably take Wandy Peralta. I'm not going to lie.
The MLB Players Association on Twitter, it's MLBPA_news, MLBPA Communications. They are posting an updated list, what seems like every single day, of the official free agent list. So it's Suarez, Diaz, Bellinger, Bregman are not on the one that was updated this morning. Michael King is, but I would expect tomorrow you'll get a revised look at who the free agents are coming off of teams this year. We know it was 140 as of this morning. I believe it'll be at least 145 tomorrow, based off of what we've seen. Mitch Garver for the Seattle Mariners, Michael King, and Michael Lorenzen for the Kansas City Royals were all added today.
Here is what Robert Suarez did in his career at the Padres. 200 innings, 2.91 ERA, 26.5 strikeout percentage, 7.6 walk percentage, 77 saves, two-time All-Star, 14 2/3 innings in the playoffs with a 2.45 playoff ERA. They grabbed him from Japan, playing in Japan. He's as a older relief pitcher, got him to be a closer. Great find by AJ Preller and Robert Suarez. Thank you for your service. Thanks for the memories. I mean, that's kind of where you're at, right? Like, he did a really good job. And there's a lot of times that you got players that do a really good job for you. That's just, it's time to move on from based on how much money they're going to get paid. That was like Gary Sanchez a couple years ago?
Yeah.
He had a great year. He picked him up from the Yankees, got DFA'd from the Yankees, and it's like you needed a catcher. He went out there and raked and put up some home run numbers, and you're like, hey, look, this guy's great. We need a catcher. I was sitting there going, no, you don't. Not as much as it's going to cost to bring this guy back. He ended up getting, like, I think, like close to $10 million a year. Has it been nearly the same player since? Sometimes it's okay to say thanks for the memories, thank you for your service, and move on to the next thing.
He's actually a free agent from Baltimore this offseason. So,
yeah, he went to Milwaukee and then he bounced around.
I think he came to the Padres through Minnesota, I believe.
Yeah, after the Yankees DFA'd
him
too. I think he had DFA'd twice, and then he ended up going to Milwaukee after the fact, and then he ended up in Baltimore. And then you haven't really heard too much about the Sanchino. So, that's another one of those guys. There's a handful of those players that are out there that did a really good job for you. But that doesn't mean if they do a really good job, you bring them back if they're aging and they're on the tail end of their career or in the second half. I mean, Robert Suarez is already going to be 35 years old. How much money going to give a 35-year-old closer?
Cubs and Angels have the most free agents at 10. That was until I saw the second page where the Texas Rangers are losing 12 people to free agency. Rangers have lost half of their roster to free agency.
You know what that tells me? They got a lot of money to spend.
Yes, it does.
That's what that tells me. Let's talk briefly, because we're going to talk about San Diego FC when we come back. Let's talk briefly about what the Padres released over the weekend video-wise. Did you get to watch it?
I did get to watch it.
I think they did that on Dia de los Muertos. But they had this Happy Day of the Dead video, mm-hmm. right? On November 2nd. That was yesterday. And you see the guy, and he walks up.
Dominic Mysterio.
Is it Mysterio?
Yes. It's Rey Mysterio's son.
Right. So Dominic Mysterio walks up, and he's got blue and orange Nikes on. They look like Dunks. So he's got blue and orange shoes on. Already enticing. Okay? And then he's walking up to the ordeal. And he's got a hat on, too. And the hat looks great. It's a cream hat with an orange S and a blue D and a blue bill. More blue and orange stuff. Puts the hat down. You can see the hat perfectly. And again, it's different than the regular SD Padres hat that they used to have, right? Because it was a white S mm-hmm. and an orange D. Well, you can't do that on a cream hat. But multiple blue and orange things. And then they zoom in, right? And it's the whole, you know, her face painted like a skeleton and stuff like that for the Day of the Dead stuff. And it goes City Connect 2.0 coming April 2026. That is now the pinned tweet by the Padres.
I would not have guessed it was a City Connect thing until the end. Because it looked like...
It just looked like a regular...
It looked orange and black. Is what it looked like. I figured, okay, well, Halloween, that works. And then it goes, and then it at the very end, it says the City Connect 2.0. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a little bit more interesting now.
It's navy blue.
It looks black just in the video.
Because the video is dark. Yes. And plus, navy already looks like it's black anyway. Yes. But it's navy blue. Like, what color were the Giants helmets yesterday? The New York Giants football helmets.
There's like a dark blue.
Navy blue.
Yeah.
But on the helmet, it looks black. I mean, there's a couple times it looks black. I was arguing about the helmet. That looks like a black. It's blue. Same thing here. It's blue. He's wearing blue and orange shoes.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying.
No, I was arguing with my friend yesterday about the blue helmets for the Giants. No, Woods said he thought it was black, but I think he was doing a play on words with the letter D.
Because
it's, you know, phrasing. I look at that and I go, that has to be a 1998 tribute blue and orange City Connect jersey, right? Right?
You'd have to think, yeah.
I can't wait to see those. April. Who's going to be the one that tries to start releasing fake images to make it look like, oh, I saw the City Connects?
It hasn't happened already?
I mean, people like to throw out ideas, but that doesn't mean they haven't. By the way, they know what they are. That's probably the hat.
I would imagine so.
I would guess that that's the hat. Maybe it's not. Maybe they put a different hat in there to like throw people off. But remember, with these like uniforms, you have to get them like advanced through baseball, like 2 to 3 years in advance. Yeah. As soon as they made the old City Connects, they had to be working on the new City Connects. I bet you that is the hat. That is the tease that they did. And now you got to wait for the jersey. So my question for you is...
It's not going to be a fun hat to own.
Why not? It's a great hat.
No, I'm not saying the hat looks bad, but that is a hat that is going to get very dirty very quick if you wear it on a continuous basis.
Well, yeah, most white hats are.
I have a gray hat, and I can't keep that thing clean.
Hey, man, stop being pig pen and be clean.
Listen, dude. Come on.
I don't have problems keeping the white hats clean.
How often do you wear them?
Exactly.
There you go.
Enough to keep them clean.
I wore that gray hat almost every single day.
Right. See, that's on you. Can't complain about the filthiness of the hat when you wear it every day.
It's a good hat.
That's the tease of the hat. Do you think the jerseys are cream?
I mean, I would have to think so.
They couldn't be white with the thing. I would imagine they're probably cream. Yeah. Do you think they're pinstripe?
I like cream jerseys better than white jerseys.
So do I. The off-white jerseys are nice. Or do you think it's a navy blue jersey?
Why would you have a white hat and a navy blue jersey?
It's the navy blue bill. You can still wear a white hat. It doesn't matter.
No. I would say the white hat. I would say the white jersey.
Remember, they have to wear it at home.
Yes.
So, but a lot of other teams have been doing the different colors at home instead of wearing the white or the cream. Yeah, one skill issue, Frank. You know what? So be it. It looks great, though. Navy blue and orange.
No, I know. Coming the way. I know.
McKee. Buy two. McKee. Yeah, Wilbur says buy two.
Yeah, McKee in the chat. I know they have hat cleaners. I have the...
Come on, Frank.
I had the hat rack that went in the washing machine. Had that too. Dishwasher.
Had that too. Johnny thinks it's the colors of the skull at the beginning of the video. He thinks those are the colors of the uniforms.
That's cool.
I don't know. I disagree. I think it's blue and orange. Unless they're trying to fake everybody out.
Well, I think it'll be, I mean, if anything, it'll be like the mid-90s home uniform.
I think so, too.
Blue pins with the blue pinstripe, blue Padres across with an orange drop shadow. If anything, that would be my guess.
I can't wait for April. We'll try to keep you updated on anything that we see in terms of the managerial search. That has gone absolutely quiet. Nothing. You ever hear anything today? See anything today? Any rumors today? Any random articles today?
The only thing we've got from the Major League Baseball front office standpoint is that Gabe Kapler is the general manager for the Marlins. That's it.
Interesting, to say the least. All right. We got to give away Aztec tickets going to break. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. I can have one for you here. Here's what we're going to do. First one to call in and tell me who eliminated the Aztecs from the NCAA tournament last year, you will win today's tickets. Who eliminated San Diego State from last year's NCAA tournament? First one to call in, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You will win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's men's basketball game between the Aztecs and Long Beach State at Viejas Arena. We will do that going to break. When we come back, what happened in Portland this weekend between San Diego FC and the Portland Timbers? We'll get the full report on that and get you ready for UCSD basketball tonight. As we finish up the Brayton Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You gonna say something?
No.
The mic swing usually means you're gonna say something on your mind, Frank?
No.
I can't believe how fast this show went.
Tiny head, can't fit too much in it.
Right. Looking at the hat definitely is blue and orange.
Yeah, and like I said,
the D is blue. It's like not black. I can't imagine them doing a black and orange uniform for a monarch butterfly. It doesn't make any sense.
And like I said, I thought it was black and orange without the context of knowing that it was a City Connect release. Once it was a City Connect release, yeah, no, black and orange makes no sense.
A City Connect jersey of black, orange, and cream doesn't make it. What part of San Diego is black, orange, and cream? Are monarch butterflies only like native to San Diego? I mean, I just think it's kind of It would just be more, it would be more question marks from the Padres again on that deal. Yeah, plus if it's orange and black, what are we, the Giants? Right? Wouldn't you be the Giants in that, if that was the case? Why would you make a City Connect the same colors as your rival?
Fun reasons.
That's a great idea. I mean, yeah, exactly. Rod gives San Francisco vibes if it was black. I agree. It's a navy blue and the orange. According to Jeff Sanders in the of the San Diego Union-Tribune, he put that the Padres, a Padres spokesperson said, this is the only release that you'll see about the City Connects until April, when they announce them in April. Long time to wait, Frank.
When's the first home game?
I don't know. There's a giant SD in front of the schedule.
So it won't be against Detroit. So they won't debut it in the opening weekend. It might be against Colorado, which I think is two weekends later.
When's the first game of the season? Oh, in March,
it's
right?
In March, yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. So they're definitely not going to do it until at least in April.
Yeah, so it won't be that last game of the series against Detroit, which means your next option would be against the Rockies, which would be the next homestand. That would be the next Friday game.
The debut.
And that's another thing, because a lot of teams do it on Saturday, where their City Connects on Saturday. So do they keep the Friday bit, or do they go to Saturday with it?
I don't know. I kind of like the Friday bit. I like it more than a Saturday afternoon. I think the Friday's cool. City Connect Fridays are fun.
Yeah.
Maybe they do go to Saturdays. Maybe baseball tells them they have to do that. Maybe that's just going to be the day. Saturday's the City Connect day. I just can't imagine them going black and orange. It wouldn't make sense to me.
Mm-mm.
Like, could you imagine? I'm just trying to think of like other rivalries. Like, could you imagine if the Mets were just going to be like, oh, we're going to be blue and red for a City Connect?
No. They went with gray and purple, which didn't make much sense until they explained it. Purple's the color for the 7 line, gray for the concrete city.
I think if you have to over-explain your jerseys, it's not a great.
Well, but then again, there's also a lot of people that, like, would you have put together pink and teal for the Padres?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly. So you do need to explain it a little.
Well, they definitely had to explain that one on the last one they did.
Yeah, and then again, I mean, that's...
Right.
It always is going to take some explaining. But
let's explain this loss, San Diego FC. And some people are afraid of that. It's the beginning of the end. This is the San Diego Doomers again, man. The beginning of the end. Oh, we're so unlucky. This is just that it's going to end miserably for us. What's your biggest takeaway from the loss to Portland the weekend?
It was uncharacteristic. That's to say the very least. It's not often that you see this team lose games late the way they did. I mean, Gage Guerrera scored 8 minutes into extra time, stoppage time in the second half. I mean, that game was almost over. Amal Pellegrino, talked about him. He has been an unsung hero for this team. Coming over from the San Jose Earthquakes, he has played so well in place of Chucky Lozano. It's been incredible, the production that they've got from Amal Pellegrino. And then we did hear that Lozano was going to be on the roster. Didn't know if he was going to start or not. Comes in at the start of the second half, subs in for Corey Baird, playing in the mid role, and scores within 6 minutes. So Lozano inserted himself right back into the roster. Fantastic. What ends up being a killer is Pellegrino scores into the 12th minute of added time in the first half. Literally a minute or two later, Anders Dreyer gets a goal called back for offside. And that is a killer, what turns out to be a killer in that match. It could have been 3-2. That last minute goal by Portland wouldn't have mattered. And as I had mentioned after last Monday, there's no extra time. It just goes straight to penalty kicks. No more draws. You're going to find a winner. Dreyer and Lozano score opening goals for San Diego FC. They're up 2-1 as Paredes got his shot saved by CJ Dos Santos, who's hurt right now.
Yeah, I got the update on that.
Omir Fernandez then has his shot saved. Christopher Valde scored the first goal for Portland, scored the opener for the game. He scores, and then Anthony scores for the Portland Timbers. Valakari, Ingvartsson, and Tereskov all miss on their penalties right after Dreyer and Lozano make theirs. So game tie 2-2. Portland wins 3-2 in penalty kicks. They come back for game three this weekend. It is going to be on Sunday on Apple TV Plus. They have not yet announced a time.
6 o'clock.
Oh, they have. Okay. Mm-hmm. So 6 o'clock on Sunday.
He'll be on Sunday. Update on San Diego FC goalkeeper CJ Dos Santos. He returned with the team Saturday night and is undergoing additional evaluation this week. He has a fractured cheekbone. They will do further assessment before determining a timeline for his return, according to Darnay Tripp of NBC 7. Put that up. So hopefully
timeline for his return. I mean, he could wear a face mask, but...
Yeah, like the guys in the NBA?
Yeah,
That's immediately what I thought of when I read that.
I mean, keepers do have that headgear. Peter Cech was famous for wearing he got one concussion and then he wore headgear the rest of his career.
He should wear a lacrosse helmet or a goalie mask from like hockey. Speaking of hockey, as we're wrapping up, Anaheim Ducks, baby.
How about them Quackers?
How about them Ducks? Ben Afquack has been a very popular duck, let me tell you. Guy's been banging on the drum. I don't want to work. I just want to bang on these drums all day.
Exactly.
How about the Anaheim? I mean, they are just peppering the net with shots.
7-3-0 now.
Leaders in the Pacific Division.
Look at that, huh?
Tied for first with Vegas and Edmonton, but you know, that's not
something anybody would have thought at the beginning of the year, especially after trading Trevor Zegras away during the offseason.
Oh God, I know. And they're showing highlights on NHL Network and Ricard Raquel, and I was like, oh, I remember when he was a duck.
That was
all
fun.
These great players that were the face of the franchise, but now. Yeah, Trevor did call Renee. For the biggest fan. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We'll have another biggest fan name. We're 1-for-1, baby.
Yes, we are.
1-for-1.
We're
love
2-for-2 as a station today.
Love it. Gwen and Chris, pressure's on. They're coming up next, leading it into Monday Night Football, Cowboys and Cardinals. For Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Suprenant. This has been the Braden Suprenant Show. UCSD basketball tips off tonight. We'll talk about USD and San Diego State's games tomorrow, as well as overreactions, everything you need to know in baseball. We got a lot to talk about this week in sports. It's going to be a fun week. Thanks again for joining us on a Monday. We'll talk to you Tuesday. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.